Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, and it is the 6th of October. And I'm recording at 10.06 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, now another interesting day. I know I say that a lot, but it's usually the truth, isn't it? Let's explain why here. First, I'm interested in the rotation of markets. Now, I'll get back to that rotational corrections that we're seeing. I'll get back to that in a minute. But first, let me just pick up on these indices here very quickly, starting in the Asia-Pacific region. Just about everything is higher. Moderately higher, but the Nikkei 1% to the upside. The next biggest gain looks like Singapore 1.6%, and then Indonesia 2.35%. India up again another day, but just a little over 0.5%. But all firmer in here, with the exception of the China sector. Now, the Hang Seng Index, which is open, was down a fraction, but it was only 0.1%. And the mainland indices have yet to reopen. They take this amazing break this time of year. I think they start trading tomorrow, but if not tomorrow, it'll be on Thursday. And that will be a very, very, very interesting to see. They should get a catch-up rally, and if they don't, we'll see some disappointment. Okay, now looking at the European indices, there we saw gains pretty much across the board. Now, those gains, these markets closed when Wall Street was reasonably steady, and it gave up its gains. So they may be tested a little bit tomorrow, unless Asia is very strong. But the German DAX index up 0.9%, France a fraction better, same with the Euro stocks. UK was up just under 0.5%, but solid gains here. Spain had the best one, up 1.32% overall, and so these have been good moves here recently. This is actually the sixth day of a pretty good rally. Now, Wall Street seesawed a little bit, then had some reasonable gains, modest gains, but it was up about 50 points on the Dow, and it had been higher earlier in the day. And the S&P was almost break-even, but at any rate, we closed weaker here. The S&P was down a third of a percentage point, so that's not going to worry people too much, but it's had a good run here recently, and there is some resistance within sight. And also, the S&P got up close to, well, it closed today here nearly at 1980, and that 2000 level, well, it's been a little bit of a psychological barrier here all along. Although it certainly has crisscrossed that several times, the Nasdaq was a little bit weaker, down just over 0.2%, and that was mainly biotech going soft in here. Okay, so if I talk about that seasonal rotation here a little bit. First to get caught up in the bearish trends, and they've actually experienced bear markets. I'm talking, of course, about the commodities sector. They were the first to take the hits on the downside. Those, as I was mentioning yesterday, look oversold, and the CCI index, that's the cumulative commodity or continuous commodity index, That had a good upward dynamic in here. I mentioned I posted it on the site last night, which you may have seen, saying that it really did look as if it was due for a technical rally. It was very overextended. It lost downside momentum, very overextended on the actual move, but also relative to its declining 200-day moving average. So that technical rally showed some, well, we saw some certainly some evidence of that in here today. And I mentioned yesterday that the currencies of those commodity producers, which had been in free fall, they have rebounded. I assume there's been a lot of short covering there by some aggressive traders who would have been short there, and the stock markets have also firmed up. It is to say, they were the first to go into the big corrective phase. Next, we got just a general run of emerging markets, with the lead to the downside being biggest among the emerging markets that were also significant commodity producers, but not exclusively commodity producers. Exclusively commodity producers, well, we're talking OPEC, we're talking Russia to a certain extent. They produce plenty of armaments. We're talking the South American economies, some of the African economies. But we get into those Asia former little tigers. Some of them are active in the commodities, but also have their industrial sectors. But they were that sort of second wave to the downside, partly commodities and then partly also economies not doing so well, because they're all influenced by China, and they have certainly been exporting a lot less to China, both in terms of commodities and also in industrial products. And then, of course, China's own weakness in its own right, that's been a significant factor. Although, put it in perspective, it's still up on the year. Now, so that's just been very active. Then we get the corrections that we've seen, really running through Japan, the European markets, and also Wall Street. Wall Street getting that 10% plus correction, I think 12, about 12.5% on the S&P. Now, what was the biggest star overall on Wall Street, as a sector is concerned? And that was, of course, the biotech index. And that has a fallen victim here of some sharp profit taking here in the last few weeks. But it overall, it looks like we've sort of gone full circle here, and I think we can say we can conclude that the commodities are, if not in a recovery phase, and it looks like they are in a recovery phase, but if not, they're at least in a support building, base building phase overall. And we'll get some of both, depending on which markets we are actually looking at. Interesting. There are some bargains there. There will be some bargains, I feel, in the biotech sector. One really did want to see that get a sharp correction. You might remember one of my Markets Now reports is much earlier in the year, but just showing that and just saying it had gone up so far. I mean, people didn't, anybody with any common sense didn't want to go in at that stage, but these markets always do get very sharp corrections. So that's one that Owen and I'll be watching fairly closely, particularly closely, I should say. Because it would be nice if we got some further pullbacks in that biotech sector. That would create certainly create some opportunities there, I feel. Okay. What else? Again, did I mention Wall Street? Wall Street had The rally faded here, had a tiny gain, less than a tenth of a percent on the Dow, but we had the S&P down. I did mention that. Sorry to repeat that. We had steadier in Canada, helped by the commodities, and that also lifted Brazil a bit. Looking at the bonds, now those bond yields had pushed higher when Wall Street was firmer here, but then they fell back when Wall Street came back. So they really take their cue from what Wall Street is doing, and ended the day at 2.03, and the VIX just a fraction lower at 19.4. Now, the biggest news in the commodity markets here today is oil prices. I put up a chart of Brent oil in my comment of the day yesterday, and you could see that it was firm and looking like it was, well, Owen and I have both been saying this looks like we could get a bounce in here because everybody was bearish. Some people were talking about $20, which was never part of our script. And what we're getting now is some short covering and some bargain hunting. And that really was well received by the oil shares, as you would imagine. And they're pretty bombed out. Now, what did they actually do? Well, the Brent is trading right now after hours here. It's up $2.87. That's taken up to $52.12. And the WTI, that's the US contract, is at $49.04, and that's up $2.78. So this is a really good rally. Good upward dynamics. That's a breakout from the for the Brent chart of its range. And it would have to fall back sharply to countermand that, but I don't think it's going to do that. I think it's going to go going to go somewhat higher in here over the short term, at least to get a decent technical rally. And oil companies will feel a lot better about $50 a price $50 a barrel than they did about $40 a barrel, obviously. It's a significant get a $10 price rise or more, and that's a significant percentage gain here, and would be most welcome welcomed by them. Now, precious metals also precious metals doing well. I didn't mention earlier the U.S. dollar index. I should mention that first. U.S. dollar index was clipped here, down 661 points. That brings it back to 95.445. Now it's still very much within its range, but this is a little downward dynamic here from the middle of the range, and so it's selling pressure here today, having the upper hand. I've said I thought this range would probably go on for quite a long time, and I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if the U.S. Treasury didn't nudge it with a little bit of intervention. They worked that out with the Fed, and they're not going to tell you or me about it, or they'd be very foolish if they did. But they obviously want that dollar lower. Somewhat lower now, and they want it for two reasons. First, they want to raise interest rates in December, and but if we still get extremely weak economic data, they won't. But their preference would be if the data was at all encouraging that they would like to raise it. But the last thing they want is for that to be pushing the dollar up sharply, and they also know that that would create havoc. Among some of those emerging market economies that had borrowed dollars when the dollar was much closer to its lows last year and at the beginning of this year, So again, softer dollar, I think that probably actually increases the possibility of a rate hike in December, although that's, I know statistically that's rated as a low possibility here at this stage. Now, get back to the precious metals. They're firm in here today. We're helped a little bit by that dollar, but also the strength of the commodities. And palladium, 706 and change. That's up over $17, up over $17.5. So that's been by far the best rally in the precious metals sector, going up over consecutive days. Must be at least six or seven by now. And silver has the best overall pattern of the big ones. I feel, well, put it this way, silver's pattern is a little better than gold's, and that's encouraging for the precious metals bulls. Again, these markets are down at interesting levels. They have been in interesting levels for a while, but weren't really doing much. But again, you get if we get well, we can get we've got scope for at least a technical rally in here. I'll put it that way. And silver's up 17.7 cents, and that takes it up to 15.885. Now, moving further down here, let's see. Platinum had a good day. It hasn't had many of those recently, but it's up $24 to 937. And gold bullion looks like 1146, nearly $47. That's up $9.20. So firmer precious precious metals. I wouldn't get overly excited about it, but I'll repeat the point that these are interesting. These are not expensive levels down here. And if we're going to get a decent rally, silver would be my pick here. It's high beta gold, and you need to see some technical evidence that it's showing a high beta to the upside, and we have a little bit of evidence in that direction. And grains and beans, again, a little firmer in here. So interesting day here overall. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.